Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jayam Vishnupada Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Stathara Satishri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsega Host Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopakapina Shamakunda Radha Kundigiri Govardhana Ki Shri Vinandavan Dhamma Ki Shri Mayapur Dhamma Ki Ganga Maiki, Jamuna Maiki, Bhakti Deviki, Tulasi Deviki, Samaveta Bhakti Vrindiki, Jainatai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tasyapi.
Bhagavan Esha
Sakshad
Brahma Maya
Hari
Amshashena
Chatur Dagat
Putratvam
Pratita
Surai
Rama Lakshmana
Bharata,
Shatrughna,
Iti Samgyaya,
tasyapi bhagavan esha sakshat brahma mayo hari amshashena chaturdagat putratvam partita surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatugna iti samgaya Tasyapi Bhagavan Esha Sakshat Brahma Mayo Harihi Amsashena Chaturdhagat Putratvam partita surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatugna iti samgaya
tasya of him, Maharaj Dasarath. Api, also, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Esha, all of them, Sakshat, directly, Brahma Maya, the Supreme Parabrahman, the Absolute Truth. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Amsha Amshena, by an expansion of a plenary portion. Chaturdha, by fourfold expansions. Agat, accepted. Putratvam, sonhood. Partita, being prayed for. Surai, by the demigods. Rama, Lord Ramachandra. Lakshmana, Lord Lakshmana. Bharata, Lord Bharata. Shatrughna, and Lord Shatrughna. Iti, thus, Samgaya, by different names. Translation. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names are Rama, Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the son of Maharaj Dasarath. Purport. Lord Ramachandra and his brothers, Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna are all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into many, many forms. Advaitam, Achutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. Although they are one and the same, Vishnu Tattva has many forms and incarnations, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 539. Ramadi Murtishu Kalani Amena Tishtan. The Lord is situated in many forms such as Rama, Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna, and these forms may exist in any part of His creation. All these forms exist permanently, eternally, as individual personalities of Godhead, and they resemble many candles, all equally powerful. Lord Ramachandra, Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna, who, being Vishnu Tattva, are all equally powerful, became the sons of Maharaj Dasarath in response to prayers by the demigods. So the Lord here is appearing due to the prayers of the demigods. So the demigods are praying because, you know, there's some things won't be going so nicely. Generally, we don't see that the demigods pray when everything's going well. Right? Something has to be wrong. Then they come to the Lord. Right? So that makes them devotees. That makes them suras. That in difficulty, they approach the Lord. Right? Demons means they have difficulty, they just make a new plan. Right? When that doesn't work, make another one. The Lord never becomes part of the equation. So, they approach the Lord because He is the creator, maintainer, He's the judge, He is all those aspects. And so, technically, they're worshiping Him in that aspect of Paramatma. Because Paramatma, His feature is that He takes care of things. He manages the universes. He maintains them. He sees that everything runs correctly. That's what He does. So that aspect, that's what people who are following religion, when they have something material to gain from that religion, that's all the more they realize the Lord. They won't realize beyond that. See, because beyond that means then God as a person has His own desires. Right? But if we're practicing our religious processes so that
we can get benefit from that, and God's going to give that. We have faith in God, and we approach God in that way. We have that surrender, that submissiveness. But it's God fulfilling our desire. Right? We're doing good things, right? God says these are the rules. We're following the rules. But the point of following the rules is the benefits we'll get. You understand? So they're only seeing him in his position as God. It's not about God as a person. You know, God is a person, and he has rules. But that's as far as they take it. They don't understand why these rules are there. It's not about God as a person, how he likes to interact with the devotees. What are his pastimes with the devotees? It's about what we'll gain. So we see that there's a complete shift here. So only in the Vaishnava tradition can you go beyond this concept of God as Paramatma. All other religious approaches will be maximum as the Lord as Paramatma. Right? We're not discussing here about Brahman. We're just discussing that higher level of Paramatma. So, but we see is when he comes, he's coming as a person, and he's doing things how he likes to do as a person. Right? Here he is in this mood of Maryada. Maryada means the ones who follows the rules. And following the rules has a particular taste, right? Because it's the established there, the mode of goodness, it has that formality. And by doing it, one will feel good. It's a nice thing. So that taste, then the Lord in himself, he likes to taste that. But when he comes to taste that, he comes as Ramachandra. Right? So it's a different position. If we're dealing with the sweetness, then simply that sweetness of the form, sweetness of the activity, of the playing the flute, the interactions, then he just is as himself, as Krishna. But when it's about taking up this aspect of rules, following authority, then he takes on this mood we see here of Ramachandra. And then he comes with his brothers. So Lakshman is his expansion, and Bharata and Shatrughna are expansions of Lakshman. So like that, therefore the plenary portion, the portion of the plenary portions. And so in this way they take care of all the various aspects of these pastimes. Because then when you're dealing these four, it works very, very nicely. Because then you have that complete aspect. Is the four different aspects of personality then are all there at once? Because it mentions nectar devotion, how Krishna has these four aspects of his personality. So Dhiro Datta, Dhiro Lalita, Dhiro Prashanta, and Dhiro Datta. So then he takes these, you know, different forms. He has a major aspect of the, it'll center around a particular mood. And from that then, he will then, with the variations, then taste the various relationships with the devotees in those situations. So Lord Ramachandra then, that major prominent thing is Dhira Prashanta, which is like the goal, what you're trying to obtain, the perfection. So that following rules nicely, doing everything perfectly, doing all the what one should do, then that kind of mood then is something that we, especially as sadhakas, we strive for. How to do all that nicely. So that is his mood. And then from that is the center, then these other aspects of Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna, how it supports that. The environment, the energies, how they're working, the activities that are being performed, the results you can get, the moods in which these, situations are dealt with. And so then it comes out a very nice pastime. So this aspect of these human pastimes and that's what Krishna himself as Bhagavan prefers. It's more fun. He is God, and he is God eternally, and any of these forms are always there. So of all these unlimited forms and activities, and his favorite is these ones where he's just following the human pastimes. Because we have to remember is that God was there first, then we came along, right? So that means then it's interesting. So then that human pastimes being there, then the Lord can come perform these pastimes here and attract the minds of the living entities. And he does plenty of activities on that platform as God and does all those nice things and killing the demons and doing all these things. And so that combination makes a very attractive feature. So the Lord is trying to attract the living entities to the pastimes of interacting with himself, you know, in eternal relationships. Because we see, as we said, below that, when we're just approaching him because of religion and the benefits you can get from religion, it's not about an eternal relationship. Right? People say, okay, you do this, it works out nice, things will go well here. Right? Okay. And then after death, you go to heaven. Have you ever heard anyone who's talking about going to heaven, what's their relationship with God? Do they ever mention it? Absolutely doesn't come up. I've heard about talking animals, you know, nice big furry cuddly lions that your daughter can play with while you're, paddling around in, boats or canoes out in the wonderful lakes and all that and like that. Yeah, I've heard of that stuff. But I haven't heard of anything else. Does that make sense? So it's not about a relationship with God. It's just a matter of he's the boss, please him, things work out nice. It's pious, it's good. They're accepting the Lord. But there's still this step where you go farther when it's about God as a person. So a relationship with God as a person, so that you interact with him in that position. So then we see here's Ramachandra. He makes that very accessible. Right? So accessible that, you know, his army is monkeys. Like that, you know, so even they can come and hang out. Monkeys and bears, right? No tigers, though, I think. Yeah, no tigers, right? So I think if you leave out the tigers, then it's not considered scary, right? Just monkeys and bears. So he performs these pastimes, very attractive. And we see but it's not that he doesn't do great things. Prabhupada mentions that in history there have been two great battles. Like that. Everything else is, you know, smaller. But the battle of Kurukshetra, and then the even bigger battle of, you know, Ram with Ravana. So these, you know, it's something that still today people are talking about, right? It means 5,000 years after the pastimes of Krishna, then Mahabharata is still glorifying them. People are still impressed with that, still like to hear these stories. But now Ramachandra was some millions of years ago, and people are still happy to hear the stories. Right? Does that make sense? So that's the whole point. When the Lord comes to perform his pastimes as a person, they're so attractive that people eternally talk about them. Yes. And so that position, That's what's available. That's what's open, right? So the details of the pastime, then Sukadeva's not talking about. He's just bringing out these aspects of he's come because of the a prayer of the demigods, right? Because the devotees. He goes to the forest because of the vow of his father, right? He goes to because of the devotion of Sita. Then he's looking for her. Then with his associates, then the monkeys and all that, Hanuman and Shatrughna, Sugriva, then they're going and fighting. Does that make sense? So it's all about the devotees. It's all about his interaction with the devotees. It's not about something else. It's not about him being God. Right? People know he's God, but that's not the main point. So this element of appreciating Krishna's position, but appreciating him more, him as a person, then that's the aspect that Srimad Bhagavatam brings out. So even though the Ramayana gives all the nice details and all these aspects like that, then in this rendition here, then he's just bringing out that aspect of the Lord caring about the devotees. That aspect is there. But it's done in a very grand way, but it's still just about the Lord and the devotees. That. Any questions or comments on this? Yes. Yeah, the microphone's coming.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I heard that Lord Krishna comes once in the day of Brahma and Ramayana takes place every Chatur Yoga. I was wondering if you can comment on that.
So it means just Ramachandra has more pastimes? Or it means Krishna himself as the avatari, as the original personality of Godhead. He comes once in a day of Brahma. Right? But an avatar of Krishna performing Krishna's pastimes comes every Dwapara Yuga. And every Treta Yuga, then you'll have Ramachandra. Right? But only once in a day of Brahma, then it'll be Paravasta. Right? I mean, it'll be original Krishna and Ramachandra also in that same position. You know, and then after that comes the Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, in the others, then they're all just taking that mood. It's all a Vaikuntha mood more. Does that make sense? It'll have the sweetness. It'll have the Maryada. It'll have all these things to it. But it won't be the Swayam aspect. Does that make sense? It means that five deities are, means Krishna expands. They're exactly the same. They have all the same qualities, right? Because we generally see when he expands as Narayan, as Mara Narayan, he manifests in unlimited quality 60 of Krishna's 64. Not that the other four aren't there, but they just don't feature in his pastimes at all, right? So these 60 are being manifest. And Krishna has then four more. So these other five deities, then they have that same 64, but they don't perform those pastimes, but they have that depth, that fullness. Does that make sense? It's like fullness within fullness, right? So that's Krishna himself, Balaram, Nrsingadev, Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Ramachandra. So they're known as Paravasta. That's why these days it's a little bit more. There's more festival, there's more fasting, there's more that kind of thing. Because these five are the most prominent. Does that make sense? So every yuga, the avatar will come and that will be Ramachandra, you know, or Krishna. But for Swayam Krishna to come, that's only once in a day of Brahma. It's okay? Something else? No? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, please could you elaborate on the four personality types of Krishna mentioned in Nectar of Devotion in relation to the Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, please?
Means you're going to have the aspect that you always have Vasudev, right? So Vasudev is the central feature. He's the deity performing the pastimes. Then these pastimes are supported then by Sankarshan Prajumna and Aniruddha. Right? Because if you want to do something, like let's say you want to perform an activity, right? So performance of that activity, that experience you'll gain from that activity, that's why you're doing it. Right? So that's the main point. But now, to do that, then one requires a situation. One requires facilities. That requires certain actions to be performed to get the results you want. You understand? So the pastime can go on, then the situation, the energies at work there, what activities can be performed that will produce what results that therefore can be appreciated, that's all done by Sankarshan Prajumna and Aniruddha. Does that make sense? So the situation, the energies and all that is Sankarshan. He takes care of that. The Prajumna then takes care of the attitude and mood that's within that. And Prajumna then takes care of what results you can gain, right? Because you experience results, right? So the result is beyond the experience is beyond the specific result. Does that make sense? So you have the situation, Sankarshan, then that with the proper attitude you apply that, right? That'll be Prajumna, and then you'll get the the results in Aniruddha, right? Now, the whole point is that's all to please Vasudeva. So Vasudeva is performing the pastime. Like Ramachandra is there, he's in the kingdom. But you need a kingdom, you need all the facilities, you need all the activities, you need all the attitudes, all the flavors, goals of that. You know, it's like here, they're kings, so they maintain a kingdom, that's their goals. It's to protect the people. So everything has to be seen in context of that. Then Ramachandra performs those pastimes within that setting. Right? Or he goes to the forest, right? But you need a forest. You need what forests do, what activities can be done there, what results you can get there. Then Ramachandra can enjoy that, right? Or there's a battle. So you need a place, you need a battle, you need all the different people that are involved, you need the activities of the battlefield, the attitude of the battlefield, right? Because there has to be that chivalry and all that kind of thing. That's not going to work in other situations, right? And then results, you may have to defeat the opponents, you have to establish dharma. Right, so all those things then, that's Aniruddha. Does that make sense? So those three support the pastimes of Vasudeva. Okay? Does that make sense as a feature? So Ramachandra is in the position of Vasudeva. Right? So then Lakshmana is Sankarsana. Then Bharat is Prajumna, and Shatrughna is Aniruddha.
And how about the four personality types mentioned in the Nectar Devotion? You mentioned that.
Yes. Dhira, okay. Lalita, so then, when you have the Dhirodatta, that means then that's the aspect of Vasudeva. Dhira Lalita, that's the aspect of Prajumna. Dhira Prashanta, that's Aniruddha, and then the Dhirodatta, that's Sankarsana. Okay. Does that make sense? So they're all taking part, but it's just a means you have some major aspect that's there, and then within that you still have the subsections. Because everything is Krishna, that means everything expands in Krishna still is part of Krishna. A manifestation of Krishna. And that means it will have the nature of Krishna in a smaller degree. You know, just like let's say you have a pile of clay. Right? Now I make a pot from that clay. Right? So the amount of clay in that pot's very small. But it still has the nature of clay. But it's only a pot amount of clay. You understand? So in that way, as he expands, the expansions of the expansions, his energies, all these things, is that you can still see his nature within it. That's why it said Krishna is everything. But at the same time he's beyond that everything. He's still himself an individual because it's all about him as an individual, and he expands to support that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I just wondering this morning what will be good prayer to pray to Lord Ramachandra, or what we can do for him. Or we need to approach Lord Chaitanya. This morning, I just maybe you can give a little.
Means Ramachandra, it means Krishna. He's Krishna, just he has that mood that he's functioning in the pastimes of Maryada. Right? Does that make sense? So it's just a matter of that we're able to appreciate these pastimes. You see, mentions in the further ones then that he appears and that Lord Ramachandra performs all his wonderful pastimes and everything like that. To keep his promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of king and, accompanied by his wife, Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which was so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord is also accompanied by Hanuman, or by another monkey, Sugriva, king of the monkeys, and by his own younger brother, Lord Lakshmana, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering in the forest. Having cut off the nose and ears of Suparnaka, thus disfiguring her, the Lord was separated from Mother Sita, and therefore became angry, moving his eyebrows and thus frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge to cross the ocean. Subsequently, the Lord entered the kingdom of Ravana to kill him, like a fire devouring a forest. May that Supreme Lord Ramachandra give us all protection. Right? So we see all these ones that all of them they're giving that aspect. Lord Chaitanya, then he was when in his prayer, when he was chanting, he would talk about Krishna, and then his Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Right? So it means may he protect us. So protection here means that the body, mind, the words, the social elements that are there, our consciousness, that it's always engaged in the Lord's service. That's real protection. Because if on any of these levels just they're maintained, but we're not actually Krishna conscious, then what's the point? Does that make sense? So the point of protection is especially that we're Krishna conscious, we're always able to maintain that Krishna consciousness. We pray for that, then Krishna will take care of what are the arrangements to assist in that. So we focus on him, and he'll take care of us. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Something else? Yes. Okay, elaborate on the attraction that the sages at Dandakaranya had for Ramachandra, so therefore they took birth as gopis. When you're dealing with these full forms of the Lord, then you have more rasas available. See, it's why, as let's say, Vishnu and Vaikuntha doesn't have to manifest so much potency, is because the mood of the devotees towards him in that form is that of on reverence. And within that, then Dasya and Shanta. Right? They don't have rasas beyond that. Because rasas beyond that has to have a little bit of sweetness to it. So in Vaikuntha, that's just majesty. You won't have that. So you won't see any of those kind of moods or anything in any of those deities. But once you come to Goloka, then in Goloka, then that's where then there's an addition of some sweetness to this aspect of majesty. So then you get Dwarka, Mathura, you get Ayodhya. Does that make sense? Svetadvipa. These aspects that they're all part of that Goloka scene. Because then it's human pastimes. While in Vaikuntha, he's God. It's not human pastimes. He's God, everybody, you know, has that. It's all kind of more of a Kshatriya kind of mood. And so then when you get to Goloka, then you can add the other three rasas. And depending on where it is, there'll be more or less. So here in Ayodhya, then you see is that the four rasas can be expanded very nicely, but the conjugal, he has that vow, one wife, one word, one arrow. So that's not going to develop. But being part of Asta, he is that full personality of Godhead, so that kind of aspect is there, that attraction is there. But, so the sage is having that attraction towards him, but he is Ramachandra, he won't reciprocate in that mood because he's already reciprocating that mood as Krishna. So then by Ramachandra's blessings, then they appear in Braja as one of the groups of Braja gopis. Does that make sense? Because it's that he's in a particular mood, so that's how you deal. That's how you interact. Does that make sense? Just like you're playing a drama, and so therefore, everyone has to interact with you according to the nature of your part and their part. You can't do something else. Does that make sense? You know, how you say, during the play, Judas doesn't stand up and sing the main song. No, you understand, Jesus does, right? Does that make sense? It's just, you know, there's rules to the drama. Does that make sense? Yeah, so then So in there, Krishna has come to taste that particular aspect of Maryada. And so in that, then he follows the rules, so he has one wife like this. And so then in that case, then there's no opportunity for these sages. But he's still that same all-attractive personality of Godhead. Does that make sense? That has these aspects, these features. And so then the other rasas, then they do fine there. Does that make sense? And then it comes up. So then you see in Dwarka, now you can have all the queens. Does that make sense? But if it's that conjugal that has a spontaneity, then it's Braj. So it just depends on the particular flavor. And then what? So Krishna is means all these, he is rasa. So all these aspects are him. And all these aspects are there all the time. But he takes different forms and performs these pastimes with his different associates in different places. You know, he's unlimited, and so there's unlimited manifestation of these pastimes, but they're all always going on. We may see them at a particular time. Oh, at this time, then Lord Ramachandra appeared, but Ramachandra's always performing his pastimes. Does that make sense? So it's just it's according to the taste of the devotee, then which form of the Lord then they worship. Does that make sense? Okay. Okay. Something else? Valami Mash, yes. Why Rama's name is being mentioned. Means they're mentioning in the Vishnu Sahasranam about Ram's Nam there, because it's a matter of one name of Ram is, it means by chanting one name of Ram, you get the benefit of chanting that whole Vishnu Sahasranam. Right? But it also is one name of Krishna, is three names of Rama equal one name of Krishna. So one name of Krishna is worth 3,000. Right? So it's just a matter of bringing out why, because when you're dealing with the Vishnu Sahasranam, then a lot of these names are him as God in all the different pastimes he does and this and that. So that's nice, but then when you get into you add that aspect of the sweetness, they become more dear. Therefore, more he manifests more of that, his potencies. And then as Krishna, then that's where the maximum is manifest. So it's just a matter of that. When you have the secondary names, like Ishwar and these things, then that's going to be, they're about him as God. So being God, that you recognize him as God, that's okay. You know, it's just like, let's say you have somebody, right? He has his mom, right? His mother. And they, you know, he grows up there with his mother. And then with time, he goes to, you know, he grows up, he goes to school, he does his law degree, then he gets into politics, and then eventually he becomes, you know, the prime minister or something. Okay? Now, he expects when he goes home, his mom will deal with him as she always has. Right? In fact, now they have an extra element that she can harass him about being, you know, he can't even pick up his socks and he's the prime minister. How can he run a country? He can't even pick up his socks. You know, and his point, no, but I have guys to pick my socks up for me. I don't need to pick them up. Why should I waste my time? You know, so there's something there, some rasa. Right? But now if he comes home and his mother deals with him with awe and reverence, then where's the taste? You can get that at the office. Does that make sense? So that's why the primary names, which are about the relationship of him with a devotee and that mood with a devotee, that's then more dear to him. Being God is just, he doesn't have to work to be God. He is God. There's no effort. His energies take care of everything. So therefore, since they're taking care, then he does things he likes to do. You know, it's just like, let's say you have the big industrialist. And he's so well organized that basically he doesn't have, on a day-to-day basis, he doesn't have to do anything. You know, new directions, new this and that he does. But day-to-day, it's so well organized. So he'd rather sit there and play with his grandson at the office than do other stuff. He doesn't have to. He's got guys that are doing everything. So as God, everything's happening by his energy. So he likes to then interact with the devotees. So, does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. Anything else? No? Yes. Continuation of the same question. So you're going to quote the next verse? Or? Okay, because he did the one before and then the verse. So
a little more explanation on the same question. Okay. That one name of Ram is 1,000 name of Vishnu. So sometimes should we think in the line that chanting Lord Ram is making 1,000 greater spiritual progress than name of Vishnu?
But I mean, what's your consideration if you're chanting Ram Nam, you're making 1,000 times the progress? I mean, is it like as a daily habit you chant Vishnu Sahasranam? You get up in the morning while you're taking your bath and all that, and then putting on your tilak and all that, then you're chanting Vishnu Sahasranam while you're doing all those things before you do your puja or something. That means, where's the consideration come? Where are you chanting Vishnu's names? And so therefore you're going to consider, instead of doing that, I'm going to chant Ramachandra's names. Where, you know what I'm saying? So the point is that what's the point being made? It's not about the potency. The point's being made about how dear they are. Why is the potency? Because the accessibility of appreciating rasa is more. Right? Does that make sense? So that's the point. So we absorb ourselves in hearing the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord. Anything connected to him is perfect. Then there's more perfect and there's most perfect. So the point is any names is going to be beneficial. But you should be able to absorb yourself in the name, form, qualities, and pastimes. That's what you're trying to do. To please Krishna. So it's not about what benefit we're going to get. It's about what's more pleasing to Krishna. Does that make sense? So that's the idea. Right? But if you're chanting Vishnu Sahasranam every day as a sadhana, don't worry. Keep doing that. Just remember it's Krishna's names. Right? Yeah. You have something there? I'm supposed to announce. Okay, today, tonight, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Ram Katha in the big pandal in the parking lot here. Speaker will be Jayapataka Maharaj and Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. Yes? Okay, that's tonight. Okay, Jai Ho. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivrinda ki, Jainatai Gaura Premanandini.